Hello, you're listening to Your Little One. I have been practicing my hand at writing some smut lately, and I'm just getting started, but I wanted to try to read something for you. And so this is just a one-shot that I've titled, most originally, Afternoon Delight. "Did you call for me?" she asked, poking her head in the doorway of his office.
"No, but I'm actually glad you're here," he responded, turning his chair to face her. His breath hitched at the sight of her, standing in the doorway, wearing nothing but his favorite pair of knee socks. They were light cream in color, with white frilly lace around the hem. Her breasts glistened in the afternoon light pouring in through the windows. "Oh, it seems you've read my mind," he tells her, smirking. She cracks a small smile herself, taking a step toward him before he holds his hand up to halt her. "No, no." He settled in his chair, legs spread wide. "Get on all fours." She bit her lip and obeyed, getting on her hands and knees for him, wagging her ass from side to side like a needy puppy.
"Like this?" she teased.
Just like that. His voice was low, though more audible than a whisper. Their eye contact was intense, planting a fluttery feeling in both of their stomachs. "Come here." She loved doing what she was told, and seeing him react to her obedience got her hotter than anything else. She made her way toward him without a word, maintaining their connected gaze. He felt his erection already starting to press against his waistband. "Can you still read my mind?" he asked, his breath heavy with anticipation. She stopped crawling just inches away from being able to touch him. She parted her lips and let her tongue glide over the edges of her teeth. She blinked at him.
"Would Daddy like me to take care of him?"
He sighed, throbbing profusely for her, hanging on her every word. "He would," he replied.
She crawled a bit closer to him and continued, "Maybe he'd like to make a mess of my mouth, pussy?"
That was it for him. Normally he would want her to free him from his pants and watch her eyes widen at his eager appendage growing before her. Her lewd mind lit a fire within him, and he needed her now. He made quick work of undoing his belt and dropping his pants down to his ankles. He moved a hand to his cock and began to palm himself. "Come here," was his answer, voice stern, almost sinister. She did as she was told. She arrived between his legs and sat on her knees, raising her hands to lightly caress the top of his thighs. She was startled when he suddenly leaned forward and gripped her face with his free hand, continuing to stroke himself. "Where the fuck did you learn to talk like that, huh?" His grip tightened on her jaw, forcing her mouth to open. "What kind of whore says something like that?" Without missing a beat, she looked up at him and muttered,
"Your whore."
He pushed his tongue against the inside of his cheek, silently admitting to himself that she wasn't wrong. He let go of her face and leaned back in his chair. "Show me what else that whore mouth can do," he ordered. She broke their eye contact to look at what she was about to devour as he let go of himself, resting both of his arms on the armrests of his chair. She went to move her hand from his thigh to grope him, but he denied her. "I said your mouth. Your hands can stay right where they are." She kept her gaze on his erection, accepting his challenge without a word. It was her turn to startle him, starting with sucking one of his balls into her mouth, tenderly rolling her tongue around it, nuzzling his cock with her nose.
"Shit,"
escaped his lips at her pleasant surprise. She giggled, opening her mouth wide and flattening her tongue at the base of his penis, taking her time to glide it up to the head, where a generous drop of pre-cum awaited to reward her. She moaned at her first taste of him, closing her lips around the tip and proceeding to take all of him inch by precious inch. He was in awe of her attention to detail. Her tongue danced around him flawlessly. She pulls away only to spit on it and goes back to gagging on him effortlessly. He thought back on her statement.
"Maybe he'd like to make a mess of my mouth, pussy."
He moans aloud at her brazenness and brings his hands to cradle her head. He lets his head fall back against the chair's headrest.
You take Daddy's cock so well,
he complimented, running his fingers through her hair.
Fuck, you're such a good girl.
She moaned, sending vibrations through him, spurring chills all over his body.
Good fucking girl.
His hands on either side of her head began to apply slight pressure as he guided her head to pick up her pace, speaking between thrusts. Tears formed in the corners of her eyes as his cock repeatedly breached her throat. She tried to focus on breathing through her nose, but his praise had her paying more attention to the way her cunt was throbbing for him.
That's it,
he hissed, picking his head back up to look down at her. Her hands grasped at his thighs, starting to dig her nails into his flesh as he hastened his pace.
I want you to swallow all of what I give you. Will you do that for Daddy?
She couldn't speak. She couldn't even nod. He was fucking her mouth with a furor neither of them had expected. Her tongue was fully extended now, coating his balls in her drool, and that, combined with her throat clenching around his girth, was all he could take.
Look at me, princess,
he moaned, slowing his pace the tiniest bit. He used his thumb to wipe away the tears from under one of her eyes. She gazed up at him with desperation in her eyes. He licked his lips at such a beautiful sight and asked,
Are you going to drink my cum? Every drop?
She blinked slowly at him and wagged her ass in a gleeful way. She craved his taste, and any guilt he had for being so rough with her melted away from his mind.
So eager, he exhaled, closing his eyes. My sweet little slut.
His grasp on her head tensed, and his pace increased again. She was gagging loudly with her sensuous suffering at his fingertips. She could hardly breathe, especially now that he was approaching his orgasm. His hips suddenly started to bug against her, and his release took hold of him.
God! Fuck!
He growled aloud and pulled her head flush against him, her face buried in his groin, his hot load pooling in her mouth and coating her esophagus. His climax felt like it could last forever, waves of heat and ecstasy radiating through him. He continued to groan as he felt her struggle to swallow, the sensation of her soft palate petting the shaft of his dick, driving him wild.
Unfucking believable,
he murmured. He let go of her head, his arms falling heavily to his sides. She nearly choked on his cum as she came up for air, coughing and gasping desperately. With one final gulp, she consumed the last of his spend and wiped the remaining spit from her chin away with the back of her hand. She looked him over and admired her work, seeing him slumped in his chair as though she had sucked his soul right out from his cock. She was thankful for her whore mouth, more so than he. Thank you for listening. I am working on a very ambitious audio project at the moment, and I'm hoping that'll be ready in the next couple of days. In the meantime, happy fapping. I look forward to seeing you again very soon.